Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. I'm dressed up as Vinny the Chin Gigante, noted gangster. I got a newspaper sitting next to me. I'm sitting here in my bathrobe with a cup of coffee. Oh, wait, that's every other day as well. Well, that's all right. Look, if you're trick-or-treating out there today, just be careful. It's early in the morning, and I know no kids are out there yet. They got to go to school, but later on in the day, just watch your hind, stay off your damn phone, and pay attention to the road, because kids are going to be shooting back and forth, and you just be careful, all right? Well, here in the attack, we got a little trick, little treat. NFL, Major League Baseball preview, games, basketball, a big trade. International Football League as well, and all kinds of fun and frivolity that will sort out as the day goes along. Now, look, if you're starting your day, pulling into your desk, you know, you're getting your fat hind onto that little chair that they give you, you know, you don't have the Verilux desk or anything along those lines yet, squeezing yourself in, well, go to your PC, click, go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are at Sports Byline USA. Now, on top of that, you're heading to the park, you're riding a bike, you're doing the baby stroller thing out in front of my place, as most people are at this time of day. I can't believe how many hot moms are out there, and I really, really like it. But with that being said, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know the drill. Check it out. Make sure that, you know, this moment. And if you want to go to the archives and check out something that maybe you missed, you know, like my NFL previews or anything along those lines, you can tell yourself, wow, he's really wrong a lot. That's all right. Yeah, just check it out. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls protect our six each and every day. They're going towards it while we're running away from it. You get it? So if you see one of these kids in uni, go up, buy them a cup of coffee, thank them. Pick up the cheeseburger at McDonald's, whatever the circumstances are, and let them know you love them. All right? We're going to tap out when we come back. Sports here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, So go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Let's mix that music up today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here on The Attack. And Kansas City taking care of their business yesterday. Trades in the National Football League and all kinds of good stuff. We will also give you a little evaluation of what's going on with the top 25 in football. And like I said, a lot to talk about today. And this will be fun as we head towards later on in the week. But there was a game last night, Kansas City against Denver, division rivals, which it was like a cat toying with a mouse. 29-19, Chiefs over the Broncos. Trevor Siemian looking like the backup quarterback that he truly is. No knock on Trevor Siemian, but that's really where he is as a quarterback. He's not going to get better than what he is right now. There's going to be some games where he's good, and there's going to be some games where he's not so good. This was a not so good. And Alex Smith proved why he and Paxton Lynch, kid out of Philly, are truly the MVP candidates right now. One because of just incredible production, and the other one because of the fact he's leading his team towards the Super Bowl right now. And it just, you know, watching this game last night, you saw just two different levels of football team. Now, the big question will be, of course, can Andy Reid get them to the Super Bowl? And if he does, that will get a lot of monkeys and minkies off his back. But until that happens, the question will be there. Can he get you only so far? And for Denver, 3-4 under Vance Joseph, he doesn't appear to be overmatched on the sidelines. But the problem with the team that he has is that he does not have a very good quarterback. And they will probably be going to Paxton Lynch. That's why he was in my head. And, you know, on Trevor Siemian, he belongs in the National Football League. He also belongs as a backup quarterback. And it's just, unfortunately for them, this is how the rest of this year is going to go. And, you know, for this quote-unquote vaunted group of quarterbacks that are coming out with the trade that was made yesterday, I'm wondering if many NFL evaluators who are watching the college game this year are wondering about the quality of the guys that are coming out, because it's all rep. You know, right now it's strictly rep. Sam Darnold hasn't looked the part. Rosen has, but his teams are losing. Mason Rudolph, you know the system he's coming out of, and there's questions as to whether or not that translates to the NFL. I think in his particular case, it does. He makes NFL throws, which is what I look for. And then Allen out of Wyoming, and, you know, again, it's out of Wyoming. So we'll see, among others. Jackson, and I mean, there's all kinds of quarterbacks out there this year that are going to be available, probably 6 or 7 in the first two rounds. But it's a crapshoot. And Denver right now is dealing with that. Paxton Lynch is their backup. I don't believe he's seen the field this year, but chances are pretty good he's going to see the field pretty soon. And they're certainly not going to go to Brock Osweiler. I mean, he's on the roster, but they can't do it. I mean, you can't do it. I see it. Yeah. They're going to have to find out. I mean, I had an idea that this was going to be a lost season for them anyway. But watching last night's game, and, you know, Kansas City's defense is very good. Sometimes it's great. And Simeon just looked lost. I mean, unfortunately for him, when you go up against the better, and Kansas City is one of the better, that's okay. He's going to be in this league a long time. He's going to be in as a backup. And, oh, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a nice living to make. But if you're looking to win, which, you know, Denver is, like every other football team, then they've got to have better quarterback play. Now, Lynch was inactive. He has not seen the field this year. Yeah. So what does that tell you? He's only in his second year. You know, kid's 23 years old. Not everybody plays like Deshaun Watson. There was questions about his work ethic and his attitude last year. I don't know if those questions remain. But you look at this team, and what's available on this Denver team. Well, you just you got to play better than what you're doing. Von Miller and these guys are in their prime right now. But they just melted down last night. Any kind of offense could have changed the game. Any kind of offense. It's a big problem. You know, and again, so how do you resolve it? You know what your backup is. You know. So what do? Me. I put Lynch in there and I figure it out. You know, I mean, that's the question that has to take place between John Elway and Vance Joseph. And Vance Joseph, you know, he should feel secure. Like I said, he doesn't appear to be overmatched. And John Elway, you know, look, you're not going to end up with like a 5-win season because your defense is just too good for that. But say you go 6-10, 7-9, which is certainly feasible. There'll be quarterbacks there in the draft. Guy that you drafted in the first round a couple of years ago. You know, look, Elway has not made many mistakes as the director of football operations, GM, president, whatever you want to call him. He runs the ship. It's his show. He's the big cheese, the head honcho. Now, little airplane reference there. He's in charge, and rightfully so. I mean, he's got him a Super Bowl ring in his tenure. Had the right guys in place. Made the move with Manning when many, including me, thought it was the wrong move. Got his ring. And, you know, they want to continue the continuity of excellence in Denver Bronco football. You know, Oakland always talks about commitment to excellence. Well, you know, the commitment to excellence is in Denver. They've been a really good football team for a really good time. Long time. But they're struggling right now, and they're struggling because of the fact that they, in today's modern age of football, they don't have a quarterback that's getting it done. In the more of the wide open, less traditional circumstances. Osweiler priced himself out, but in a way, and you think about this, that was a blessing in disguise for the Denver Broncos. Because had they committed to the big money with him, and the offer was on the table, just not as big as Houston, they'd be stuck with You know, Osweiler will be out of the league within a couple of years. He's not going to be one of those career backups because you cannot win with him. I didn't think so coming out of college. You know, he managed, he was not dissimilar to Matt Flynn. Very small sample of work, and he parlayed it into a huge deal. He can't play. Small problem there. Let's tap out. We'll talk more about the game itself right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
There you go. Back with the attack, Bob Black, Senator Bernard Webb out on the West Coast. By the way, Robert, an FYI here. Do you know that San Francisco is rated the best city to trick-or-treat in the United States? That they give the best candy. They actually spend. They don't buy the cheap crap in the dollar store. You actually get some of the best stuff. So dress up. I want you. This is your mission after work. I want you to dress up as Darren or Scott or even the Jefe. We could do that. I think you could get away with that. I don't think he knows it's Halloween. But with that being said, get out there, you know, trick or treat, and I want to report tomorrow. What kind of candy did you get? You know, if you don't go into a sugar coma. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out of the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878. Just don't drive stupid, please. All right? I don't want to hear about kids getting run over because you're texting on your phone. doing your latest selfie. All right, please, please, promise. All right, that's a good thing. 1-800 at Bob Black, at Bob Black 71. You know a lot of drill. All right, just get it done. Way was Kansas City last night, and actually getting to the game a little bit. They're just balanced. I mean, albeit for a really horrific pass by Tariq Hill, and Andy Reid was hilarious. Anyway, yeah, he's been begging to run that play all week. He was a lot better in practice than he was in the game. Well, no bleep, Sherlock, because he threw an interception that down in the red zone. It really could have cost you the game. I mean, it was easy to joke about after the game, because they never really closed the gap on you. But quite honestly, that was a horrific pass. Horrific. And could have cost you the game. Didn't, could have. Yeah, no. As far as Kansas City itself goes, like I said, for the MVP. And along with Carson Wentz. And legitimately so. I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over. He hasn't thrown an interception all year. You know, a lot of it has to do with the play calling, but they do take their shots down the field. You can't not take shots down the field. Okay, and after 8 games, he's got 2,180 yards, which will translate to well over 4,000. He's throwing the ball at a 70% completion percentage, 69.1. 16 touchdowns and no interceptions. He just gets no respect. And he gets no respect because he's not Aaron Rodgers. That draft that year and watching him go first, and you know, it was all well and good. It San Francisco took him. In hindsight, of course, they would rather have had Aaron Rodgers, but you know, it's just the way it went. But everybody, when they compare the two, well, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame, and blah, blah, blah. All right, well, let's look at it from this perspective. Aaron Rodgers has a Super Bowl ring. Aaron Rodgers is hurt right now. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback who also doesn't turn the ball over. Add to mediocre teams. They look at him as a caretaker quarterback, at least in the public perception. But behind closed doors, he makes all the plays. He's gotten better with age. And oh, by the way, should he go to the Super Bowl this year and win it, which is a distinct possibility, he'll have the same amount of Super Bowl wins that Aaron Rodgers has. So let's keep it in perspective, you know. They've drafted his replacement in Patrick Mahomes. What happens to Alex Smith after this? I don't know. Somebody's going to get him. But he's 33 years old. Do they try to sign him to a 1-year massive deal, $25 million or you know, something along those lines? He'll be 34 next year. Or does he go for the gusto and try to sign some nice little 3-year deal at $60 million? You're not going to get any longer than that, because you're still going to win with him. He doesn't have to worry about losing the zip off the fastball. He's one of those guys, he's got a better than average arm, but not a great arm. He can make every throw, but there's certain throws he shouldn't try. And yesterday was one of those examples. I mean, look, it was conservative play calling. It was 14 of 31. Actually brought his percentage down. .202 yards and a touchdown. He lost a fumble. He didn't lose an interception. 8 games in a row without an interception. You know, he wasn't great, but he was good enough. And don't forget, you're going up against one of the best defenses in the National Football League without question. This is a guy that is leading this team. And Andy Reid, to his credit, you know, I'm not a big Andy Reid fan, has adjusted his offense into today's modern National Football League. And you can't ask for really much of anything more than that out of your head football coach. When you look at who the targets are, what direction they go in, guys like Tariq Hill, Kareem Hunt, who the league has adjusted a little bit to, but is still on pace to, you know, with his 200-plus carries that he'll end up with at the end of the year, he'll end up with 1,200, 1,300 yards barring injury. At the halfway point, he's 763. He slowed down a little from the start where he was unstoppable, but, you know, they NFL defenses adjust. They look at film too. Player on the team next to the quarterback. And then you look at Travis Kelce and you look at Tariq Hill. You know, they don't have a ton of depth on offense. And if you're going to look at this team and say, okay, where's the Achilles? That's probably where it is. Tariq Hill gets hurt, they don't have an answer for that. Alex Smith goes down, they got to hand it to the rookie. Kareem Hunt, I'm his backup. You know, this is just how it is. And, you know, most NFL teams are like that. Robert, I'll give you $1 million. Don't go to the computer. Who's the backup running back for the Kansas City Chiefs? Doot, 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 doot. Chikandrick West. Who? I wouldn't know him if I ran him over with my feet. 26 years old, out of Abilene Christian. You know, like I said, stout defense. But you look at what is behind most of their offensive players, and there ain't nothing to write home about. Albert Wilson, DeAnthony Thomas, DeMarcus Robinson. Come on. That's your wide receiver core? You couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Now, their offensive line is stout. I mean, stout. And it wasn't. This is a group that's come together and played really well. Fisher, Witzman, Moore, Fulton, and Schwartz. It's not a law firm. It's an offensive line. And these guys are good. Real good. You know, so they're a quality team, but the tightrope for them is going to be staying healthy for the rest of the year, or as healthy as you can be by the end of the year. Because unfortunately, there's just, you know, like I said, there's not a hell of a lot of depth anywhere. And again, last night's game, just controlled. They're the better team. Is that Kansas City this year seems to be playing knowing what they're about. Knowing that you don't take high risk except for the one stupid play against Denver, because Denver will turn it around on you. They know that if they can control the football and not turn it over, they're going to beat most teams. getting out to that 14-0 lead took so much pressure off them yesterday. And then from there, Alex Smith just managed the game. You know, this is what they do. Playoffs will be a different story. Tougher, harder, faster. NFL trade market right after this.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, blah, 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 blah. Big trade in the National Football League. Jimmy Garoppolo going to San Francisco 49ers for their 2018 second-round pick, which is going to be right at the top of the second round because it's not like they're going to start winning football games all of a sudden. What does this say? You know, and again, you look at last year's group of quarterbacks coming out, and everybody was, you know, Patrick Mahomes has a cannon. DeShone Kizer fell to the second round because he's a turnover machine. Deshaun Watson, nobody knows, you know, he played in a system, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've discovered one thing. Deshaun Watson can certainly play in this league. And there'll be an adjustment period next year. But right now, you know, Richard Sherman said that of all the teams since the Legion of Doom has come into, of all the players since the Legion of Doom has come into being and becoming the dominant defense that it has become, he's done the best job and had the best game against them. Well, they still lost. but it's a nice compliment. And going forward, O'Brien, if he survives, has got him as quarterback. And again, he'll have some growing pains next year. But considering their first-rate defense without J.J. Watt and Merciless, you know, they're set going forward. Be nice if they caught on fire in the second half and won the division, which they should. But you look at who's coming out. You know, he's got some major adjusting to do, and it would do him a world of good to go back for another year. Unless he's just flat out not getting the coaching from Clay Helton and staff. And it would behoove him to move on. See, that's the thing. You know, when these guys sit at the glass tables with the computers and they tell you how smart they are, they're leaving out one thing every time they have these conversations. And that is whether or not the prospect is getting the coaching to improve their game. And to a program, and granted, USC is a big program. But with that, you know, T. Martin is the USC offensive coordinator. Well, he played quarterback. At Tennessee, he was more a runner than a passer. But, you know, whether or not, now T. Martin was a terrific wide receiver coach because USC's turned out damn good wide receivers in the National Football League. And he's gone up the ladder. You know, and he was a four-year starter. He's the guy that won the national championship at Tennessee and not Peyton Manning. But that doesn't necessarily make him a guy that's going to elevate your quarterback. Like I said, he was a hell of a wide receiver coach at USC. Well, they promoted him to offensive coordinator, which means he's basically in charge of the development of Sam Darnold. Well, how's that worked out this year? Not so good. Now, is it, you know, I'm not around the program, and I can't claim that I know what's going on there. Is it Sam's fault? Do they not mesh? Is the system not structured to make Darnold better? Are they not connecting? You know, what are the circumstances? I don't have the answer to that question. But I do know this. The coaching is better in the National Football League than it is on the collegiate level, with almost no exceptions. The game is faster. The game is more physical, obviously. And the guys who coach on the professional level, when they're not snorting cocaine, are guys that are going to make you better more often than not at your particular position. Not necessarily so on the collegiate level. And Darnold, for whatever reason, has taken a step back this year. Nothing's changed physically. He's not hurt, at least not that I'm aware of. But this quarterback class, which is a vaunted quarterback class of Darnold and Josh Rosen and Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph, all of whom, and I know I'm leaving out guys, no need to throw it at me, all of whom are going to get drafted in the first two rounds. Maybe Mayfield goes in the third round. Maybe. All of them likely be coming out. And like I said, Darnold will have to make that decision as to whether or not the coaching that he's getting right now, because he's been in way over his head this year. He's been terrible. I mean, terrible. I mean, overall, within his conference, he's the 9th-rated quarterback. But here's a guy that's 6'6" and 250 pounds. And he's had his moments, but, Now, Phil Simms offered it up. He went out there. He actually watched the last game against New Mexico. He said, Josh Allen is a first-round guy. I don't care about his stats. He's going to be a high number one. And he talked about his ability, some throw. ...2-0. I didn't see it. Phil Simms was there and saw it. He goes, only a few NFL quarterbacks could make it look that easy. But he's coming out of Wyoming. People were saying the same thing about Paxton Lynch. Adam Schein. They said he's the next Carson Wentz. Well, that's pretty high praise. And considering that a lot of people passed on Carson Wentz, well, look, Wyoming's 5-3. And he doesn't throw the ball in that system like they do, say, at Oklahoma State or Oklahoma or anything, any of those wide open spreads. He's 123 of 220, which is not a huge percentage. 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Now, they're 5-3 overall, Wyoming, and he's going to get into a bowl game. They need one more win to get a bowl eligible, and he will go to a bowl. But again, you're an NFL talent evaluator. Here's what we're talking about. What direction do you go in? Because it's your ass on the line. No question about it. You pick him and he's not your guy, you're done. You don't have a job. Your coach doesn't have a job. Your franchise is rebooting. Like I said, 7 quarterbacks maybe in the first 2 rounds. Good luck with that. And you think about the teams that need quarterbacks. The Jacksonville's of the world and the Jets of the world. Giants are coming up on their end. Does Davis Webb, what do they think of Davis Webb? I think Davis Webb's in witness protection. I haven't heard his name whispered here in New York. So Kansas City pulls the trigger. San Francisco pulls the trigger. And they make the deal with New England. So what does that tell you? That tells you their scouts are out there looking at this and thinking to themselves that Jimmy Garoppolo is a better fit and more prepared for a team that, stinks right now but wants to win within the next couple of years, obviously. Lynch and Shanahan have 5-year deals, so they're protected to a point. But next year will be another gimme year. After that, win, baby. Because you don't win, you're looking for work. Especially if it looks like the franchise is going backwards. Which, if it does, guess what? Out the dough. And from the New England perspective, they got the 2018. They literally have nobody on the roster behind Brady right now, but Brian Hoyer is going to get released today, and I think the quid pro quo is going to be that he's going to go without any compensation once he's released to go back up Tom Brady, which is where he started his career and had success. That's why people thought he could be a very good quarterback. But as usual, ain't necessarily so. So, I mean, Garoppolo won't start this year. They'll give it to T.J. Beathard, which, by the way, it also tells you what they think of him. But on the other side of the coin for them, you know, the risk-reward is nothing particularly hardcore. I mean, you know, if Beathard goes in and he plays well, let's just say he plays well and manages to keep Garoppolo on the bench, they can justify that by saying, hey, you know, he knows the system, he's playing pretty well, we'll give Jimmy more time to learn. And then the two of them can battle it out next year. Because San Francisco's not going to draft a quarterback this year. If they should end up with the number one pick, they're going to draft Saquon Barkley. Because they know that Cleveland I'll make this prediction right now. Barring injury, Josh Rosen will be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns next year. He's done nothing to show that he doesn't get it. He's playing on an AD team. And the only other quarterback that can come into the competition, as far as I'm concerned, is not Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Because he does everything. And they'll bring him in. They'll do their due diligence. But this time around, Cleveland needs to go quarterback. You know, there's a reason why he got drafted in the second round. He gives you glimpses, but he doesn't give you enough. And that's how it's going to play out. I'm telling you. You know, we'll be talking again on draft day, but I'm telling you that's how it's going to play out. Barkley's going to be the man for somebody. He's probably going to go number one overall. Let's tap out. We come back. More NFL right after this short timeout. More movement.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back to The Attack. With the trade deadline here, which it is, San Francisco gets their quarterback. And basically, Patriots are committing to Tom Brady, which has been, you know, people talked about why Garoppolo didn't get moved in the offseason. This is why. You know, look, sentiment's one thing, and, you know, Tom Brady's going to be a New Englander for life, and they love him, and they're going to retire his number. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's got Giselle. Blah, 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 blah. It's all great. At 40 years of age, they wanted to find out if he could play still. And he's given them half a year. And by moving Garoppolo, they have said, okay, Tom, we believe you can be around for a couple of years. Now, they'll probably draft. They'll probably draft right after this. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Now, there's more NFL to talk about. Another trade that flew below the radar because it didn't involve a quarterback, but it involved an offensive tackle that has put Seattle right back in the conversation for going to the Super Bowl again. I'll tell you who it is. I'll tell you why it's right after this, because we got to go to the top of the hour and the news. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who ran President Trump's campaign for more than 5 months and his aide are both under house arrest this morning as special counsel Robert Mueller, who's investigating Russian interference into the 2016 election, yesterday indicted former campaign manager Paul Manafort and his aide Rick Gates. The two men pleading guilty to money laundering and other charges that have no connection to Russia or the Trump campaign. Here's Bill Zimfer.
Saying Monday's indictments had nothing to do with the White House, spokesperson Sarah Sanders said yesterday there's business to attend to.
The initial House tax reform bill will be introduced on Wednesday by the Ways and Means Committee. The committee plans to mark up the bill next week.
She said they would like to see a bill passed by Thanksgiving. The president will also name a new chairman of the Federal Reserve this week. Jerome Powell is thought to be the choice.
And that announcement's expected on Thursday, and this is USA Radio News.
You laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in!
Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
The U.S. is pledging $60 million to form an anti-terrorism force in Africa. That pledge announced yesterday is to fund a U.N.-backed force from five nations, including Niger, where four U.S. Green Berets were killed by terrorists earlier this month. Senate Republican John McCain again urging people to fight propaganda and what he calls crackpot conspiracy theories.
Speaking at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, the Arizona Republican also spoke out against isolationism, protectionism, and nativism, as well as those looking to divide Americans. The 81-year-old also talked about the need to tear down walls, not build them up. McCain did not mention President Trump by name, but his words echoed similar remarks he's made that many believe were directed at the Trump administration.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting. Universal Orlando's hinting it might be planning a new theme park. It announced yesterday it bought more than 100 acres last week, right near almost 500 acres the company bought 2 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
Two deadly destructive fires burning in North Carolina's wine country for the past 3 weeks are finally at least 99% contained as of now. And officials with the state fire agency Cal Fire say they do expect crews to fully contain those fires, the Tubbs and Nuns fires, by later today. They've burned over 93,000 acres, and they've destroyed nearly 7,000 homes and businesses since they began on the 8th of October. A surprise in deserter Bo Bergdahl's trial, as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Army deserter Bo Bergdahl says he's sorry soldiers were hurt searching for him after he left his post in Afghanistan. In a surprise move Monday, Bergdahl took the stand in his sentencing hearing. He broke down in tears several times as he explained he wasn't trying to do anything bad. He said he thinks about what he did every day. After abandoning his post in 2009, Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban and held for 5 years. Bergdahl's testimony came on the same day a judge decided not to dismiss the case because of comments by President Trump. Bergdahl pleaded guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy.
And as Mike Watts reports, it's win or go home for the L.A. Dodgers tonight in the World Series.
The Dodgers hoping to stave off elimination after losing a heartbreakingly wild extra-inning affair to the Houston Astros in Game 5. Should L.A. get the job done tonight, the World Series will come down to a deciding Game 7 tomorrow night back at Dodger Stadium.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back to The Attack. Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest things to do, but phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. Today's day and age, however, it's all about radio on the go and various different ways and devices that you can use to get the radio exactly how you want it. And what I mean by that is you're heading out to work. You're going to the beach, going to the park. You're going to wherever you're going. You can be going to the beach, too. I mean, we got affiliates all over the place. It's warm in some places that we have affiliates. You're heading out, riding your bike, walking a dog, walking the kids, getting them ready for school. Whatever circumstance, I put the leash on them. Get them out there. Look, it's you can take care of your business. And while doing that, look, it's one of those scenarios where if you have the device, which almost everybody does, got an iPhone, you got an Android, you got a laptop, you got a tablet, whatever the circumstances are, it's all right there for you. Then you go, you get the app, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, that's there for you. Download it, listen live. Oh, if you're at your desk and you're using a clunky old PC like I am, that's not bad either. Go to our website, click on Listen Live, and boom, there we are. All the interviews are there as well. Something catches your eye you want to check out, it's there. Everything's in the archives. Grab it and go. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, guys and girls taking care of the business, taking care of us, which is much more important. And if you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, why do they do this? Well, they know what they're getting into. And they run towards it while we run away with it. Away from it, I should say. All right. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 800-800-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Get back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA takes along for the ride at Bob Black 71. All that kind of good stuff. And, you know, look, it's good. It's fun. It's a blast. It is, actually. We have a good time each and every day. We hope you do as well. More National Football League. And you guys are probably wondering why I didn't get to Ezekiel Elliott, and I'll tell you why in a second. The stuff I'm talking about is way more important, honestly. You know, but Houston, after getting Dwayne Brown back in the fold, immediately ships him to Seattle. And I'll tell you something. This worked out pretty good. Jeremy Lane, who's pretty good, and a second-round pick in 2019 and a fifth-round pick in 2018, go to Houston. Jeremy Lane's good, not great, but he's good. Got beat out of a picked up a little bit, but, you know. But he goes and he gives that defense in Houston depth. Houston picks up two more draft picks. And, you know, after losing George Fant, who they converted from, I think a basketball court. To football. And when I say hard time, I mean really hard time running the football. And it's put a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson. And what's ended up happening is they become a mediocre offensive team with a still Super Bowl level defense. Well, you ain't going to win the Super Bowl that way. It's as simple as that. Now, Dwayne Brown's been in the league 10 years. He was a first round pick. He'll slot in immediately. You know, because Reese Odhiambo ain't your answer at left tackle. He's battled. And again, Lane, you know, he's been injured and everything else, but he's listed as Seattle starter. Shaquille Griffin is in the process of beating him out. Next man up for Seattle, this is how it goes. But he's going to fit in nicely on that Houston defense. You know, this is okay. This is a good trade. This is a real good trade. And John Schneider kind of redeeming himself here. You know, again, there have been cracks in the Seattle armor. You got a lot of guys that, you know, when Pete Carroll started out and he was the quote-unquote player's coach, he didn't have a track record for winning, and it cost him jobs. You know, now, after making the trade with Unger for Jimmy Graham, their offensive line has never been the same. I called it a mistake at the time. You know, he doesn't fit. He just doesn't fit. Everybody makes mistakes. And Schneider and Carroll made one there. But here's the deal. With Brown now locked in at offensive tackle, they can start running the football again. And if they can start running the football again, you're going to be in good shape. Because now Seattle turns legit. You know, I don't know if it's going to be the thing that puts them into the Super Bowl, but I'll tell you something, they just got a whole lot better. You know, it's an offensive lineman. It's no big deal. Yeah, it is. It's a big deal. It's a real big deal. On a team that's needed an upgrade there for a long time. It cost them. They gave up a starting cornerback. You know, a fifth rounder next year, which is not much of anything, but a much higher rounder the next year. And like I said, all of a sudden, they got a pretty good team with the offensive line. You understand what I'm saying here? They're obviously a better than pretty good team. But 5-2, but struggling offensively. And, oh, by the way, that's put a ton of pressure on their defense. And this is one of those, right here is one of those aspects where if you look at stats, you say to yourself, well, the defense isn't as good as late. Well, defense had a lot of pressure put on it because they can't control the football. They're 20th in the league in rushing. And even with all the new rules and the open thing and you can't touch a receiver, and yeah, okay, you still got to run the football. And now, by the way, Buffet Eddie has no excuse. You know, he's played in 5 games this year, right? 108 yards, 2.6 average. You know, Thomas Rawls was no great shake either. So here's the deal. Do you go running back by committee at this point? Do you turn to Rawls? Do you commit completely to Eddie and say, get the job done? You've got 2 games. Do it. Because I got news for you. With Dwayne Brown being added to this roster, protecting Russell just got a whole lot better. And getting some ground game going. You just got yourself a whole lot better. And oh, by the way, if they don't, guess what? They won't make the Super Bowl. I mean, fortunately for them, a lot of the teams that were threatening them got hurt by injury. Loved what Detroit was going to be capable of doing, and they went by the wayside. But could Seattle beat Philadelphia right now? I don't know. Dallas is still in the mix. They saved their season. Maybe they get in on the wild card. Green Bay's hanging around, but, you know, Aaron's probably done for the year. South has gotten... And it's Seattle and the Rams out west, right? And by the way, Rams aren't going away. Are they a bit of a fraud? Yeah, I'm sure they are. They've got a good defense, and the quarterback has evolved, but, you know, they don't have a ton on offense. Not yet. Arizona, I mean, you know, by getting AP, that helped them. And Arians has still half a season to turn it around, but, you know, is Minnesota going to challenge anybody? No. They're streaking right now, but they're going to get caught. This is reminiscent of a couple of years ago. So Seattle makes a bold move and a good move with Houston. And the reason why Houston made it, look at all they accumulated and the fact that their offensive tackle's good. They got no issues. Let's tap out. We'll be back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Dire Straits. Up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. I love Mark Knopfler. He should get in there. More football stuff. And Andrew Luck ain't going to see the field this year. Okay? Ruled out of week 9. He's not on the questionable list. He's not on the doubtful list. He just gets ruled out. They're horrible. Coach will be gone after this year. Jacoby Brissett's in there running for his life each and every week. And Andrew Luck, you know, I don't know who screwed up the surgery. It was a partial labrum tear. Partial. And he still can't throw. They're going to sit him out the rest of the year. And, oh, by the way, don't be surprised if they go back in with exploratory surgery. I'd love to know who screwed that up. This guy's career is on the line. Are they going to be bad enough to get Saquon? No. But maybe they get an offensive lineman. Or, you know, you got to understand something. The fans will always clamor for some glamorous pick. Barkley's not going to be there. The kid out of Stanford, maybe. But I don't know that he's a sure thing. He is on the collegiate level. I'm not so sure on the professional level. He's a little small. Bryce Love. But there are a couple of pretty good offensive linemen at the top of the draft. There's some really good defensive players in this draft. You know. What direction do they go? But, I mean, you feel for the kid. Trade deadline is today. Don't be surprised if there's more moves going on. Eagles have been why not? I mean, pick up an extra draft pick. They don't have any depth behind LeGarrette Blount in Philadelphia, so why not turn it into a 1-2? Maybe Jonathan Stewart gets moved. I don't think so, because Carolina's still in position. To make the playoffs, and they do need depth because they can't run Christian McCaffrey all the time. You know, Joe Staley at offensive tackle would have been somebody who would have been of a lot of value to a lot of different teams. But he got hurt. You know, the amazing thing, and I've been looking at this with Buffalo. Here they are at 5-2. They keep winning games with a pedestrian quarterback. And they're moving pieces out of town left and right. Marcell Dareus goes. I mean, they've been moving people all over, and they're still winning. I'm impressed with what they've done up there. Maybe Jordy Glenn goes to Philadelphia. Don't forget, Jason Peters got hurt. And for everything that Philadelphia has done right, yeah. We'll see. There's going to be names moved before 4 o'clock today. Now, on to some other stuff. I'm telling you, I'm still putting it off. Not going to talk about it yet. No, sir. There was a really gruesome injury. Zach Miller. Came down bad on the turf. He knew it right away. Carted him off. But here's the problem. He, freak injuries are freak injuries. But he damaged the popliteal artery, and I'm familiar with that, believe it or not. And arrived at the University Medical Center in New Orleans as shredded, which the Bears team doctor, Dr. Bowen, probably saved his leg. They took Miller's pulse on the sideline, and his pulse had dropped, which means he was bleeding internally. By the time they got him to the hospital, he was in such bad shape that they contemplated taking his leg in order to save his life. They did a vein graft, the saphenous vein graft, and I know this stuff because I go out with an orthopedic surgeon, that they've saved his leg. Fortunately for them, they didn't mess around with the diagnosis, and they figured the dislocated knee and everything, but that vein getting shredded could have cost him his life. And it could have definitely cost him his leg. Whether he plays or not again, well, it's becoming irrelevant. I don't know how it's going to play out. He's probably done with his career. But you got to feel for the guy. It thank God they saved his leg. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. And Facebook had a great tweet. He talked about forgetting kneeling and all that crap. This is what makes watching football difficult. These guys are having repeated car wrecks, and that's exactly right. Now, in this particular instance, it didn't have to do with the hit. But this just, and he's not out of the woods. He's not out of the woods by any way, shape, or form. They are fighting to save his leg. There's no guarantee because grafts don't always hold. Where it could probably save his leg. But if the graft goes bad, which they do sometimes, he could still lose it. So you got thoughts and prayers. You care about the NFL, care about Zach Miller. All right. Because I'm telling you, that was as scary a situation. Nobody knew it when he was on the field. They aside from the trainers who reacted accordingly, but the fans didn't know. And the other players didn't know. I doubt he even knew, other than that something was seriously wrong with his knee. You look at the severity of that, and he's not going to be moved for quite a while out of New Orleans. They're going to have to make sure that stays, that everything takes. And then finally, and this is why I'm more and more turned off to the National Football League. We finally get back to the stupidity of the National Football League. No, it's not anthem and kneeling and all that garbage. In court, where another district judge denied a request for the stay. NFLPA went in and they tell you in front of her, stayed the decision for 24 hours to afford parties the opportunity to consider appellate options. So they're going to be back in court yet again. So what's going to happen is the NFLPA will appeal it to the U.S. Court of Appeals. But he's probably going to miss the game on next week. We'll see. It's, you know. We'll be back.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
You're back with the attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, you know, here you are. You have plenty to talk about in the National Football League. On the field, trades, you know, the whole nine yards. And we end up talking about Ezekiel Elliott or something stupid like that. And it never stops. This is why this league is dying. You know? It's why they're biting the dust. Sooner rather than later. And they're going to have to figure it out sooner. You know, all of a sudden, we talked about it a few years ago with the Ray Rice stuff and you know, about being tone deaf and having a guy that, you know, puts money in the pockets of the owners, but core of owners that want Roger Goodell out. And I don't know that he's going to survive it. I don't know who his replacement would be. but I honestly don't know who would if he's going to be able to survive. And he's got nobody to blame but this, but himself. And, you know, look, the owners give him complete autonomy when it comes to being the face of the National Football League. But now they're not too happy with the face. And legitimately so. There's been so many missteps and the National Football League, you're going to see changes in ownership as the older guys start to die off and go away. You're going to see people stepping in to buy franchises. But here's what's going to happen. They're not going to pay the amount that these guys think these franchises are worth. Because the league is going to be worth less money. There was a thing, and it was kind of a blurb that got passed, and I've been looking for it, and I can't find the article. The article saying that ESPN is actually considering getting out of the football business. In other words, letting somebody else pick up Monday Night Football when the contract is up. Now, ESPN's having its own issues. You know, and they're cutting back all over the place. Higher priced talent is going bye-bye. You know, you look at a lot of the people that are on ESPN, truthfully, most of them suck. And I'm talking about the people that do the sports centers. And I mean, there's some that are good. I like watching Van Pelt. I like watching Mike and Jamel. I might not agree with all the politics, but I like them. I love Lebatard and his dad. Poppy's the best. But there's a whole bunch of people on there that just, you know, you could interchange them with a Barbie doll and nobody would know the difference. So the fact that they're even thinking about getting out of the business of Monday Night Football lets you know exactly what direction MNF is going and where football is going in general. And, you know, again, Ezekiel Elliott, kneeling, Kaepernick, the whole, yeah, okay. All right. Yep, here's another one. Wow. Now, this is big. Jay Ajayi, gone from Miami. For a fourth round pick. Another Mike Tannenbaum move. Now, like I said, this is a guy with the 3 200-yard games that had over half his yardage now, what does this say about Miami? I mean, ooh. So much for Frank Gore. I mean, it's going to be a doubleheader with him and LeGarrette Blount, but geez. Fourth round, what are they doing here? You know. Now, again, I'm not a big fan of Ajayi. A home run instead of taking the 4 and 5 yards at a time. Interesting. Interesting. That's a big move. That is a big move. And you say to yourself, okay, Miami can't be throwing in on the season. They just can't do it. Not after making the Cutler deal. And, I mean, he's out with the ribs. I get the whole nine. But, you know, they're sitting in a division. They're 4-3, so obviously they're not throwing in on the season. Damian Williams? He was rated pretty high coming out of Oklahoma. Kenyon Drake? I guess. I guess that's the direction they're going in. But wow, that's a big trade. Huge. Well, I told you it was going to be more action. I just didn't think it was going to be this fast. Yeah. All right. Well, we do have us a World Series. What a hell of a World Series this has been. For those of you guys who didn't watch the game the other night, oh, my God, did you miss. And two bullpens that completely imploded, but you know, if you wanted fun, you got fun. Verlander against Hill. Innings. Oh, my God. It was just your heart was in your throat the whole time. And, oh, by the way, if you're the Dodgers, man, is Kenley Jansen having a hard time at the wrong time? Good Lord. But it should be one hell of a matchup. You know, we talked the other day about the fact, and I ended up being wrong, about the fact that Clayton Kershaw had shed the demons. Well, he didn't. He got lit up, as did everybody else, but he got lit up. And you know, the Houston bullpen is no great shakes. They drop starters in there to make sure it happens. And now with two games left, everybody's on deck. Everybody's on board. But one hell of a World Series and one hell of a game. I mean, Altuve showed you why he's the MVP. Bellinger and Puig were huge. You know, you look at the home runs that have been hit in the postseason. Altuve hit his 7th. Correa hit his 5th. Gurriel, who evidently wasn't affected by anything that went on with him and his stupidity, hit one as well. But, I mean, you look at what happened, not only with the starters, because both Keuchel and Kershaw got lit. But, you know, Monroe, who's hitting the open market for the Dodgers, got lit up. Didn't get anybody out. 4 hits, 4 runs. Jansen gave up a run and hit his inning in two-thirds and took the loss. And like I said, you know, Houston's bullpen, they've been getting away with it to a point. But, and now it's put up or shut up time for the Dodgers. I mean, I'd love to see this go to a 7th game. Seriously, love to see this go to a 7th game. You talk about fun. This has been one of the best You know, if it goes seven, it'll end up being a classic. But it certainly, from an entertainment value and what you've seen out there, and, you know, granted, some of it's on the West Coast, so it's a little tough for us East Coast viewers to see all of it. But it just, and they've been getting the job done. And like I said, if you weren't aware of Jose Altuve, well, you certainly should be now. You know, there's no getting around it on what this guy does. You know, for the Dodgers, when you look at this, and Rich Hill, who's, you know, been okay. I thought Roberts pulled him too early. You know, but this is the time of year where starters, relievers, doesn't matter who it is, they're all getting run into the ground. Got to go in, got to do the job. So, with that being said, don't be surprised if in game six you see a little bit of Clayton. And if not in game six, certainly if it goes to a game seven. He's done that before, where he came out of the pen and, you know, they ended up advancing because of the relief job that he did. But both of these managers, they're, you know, this is how baseball is managed now. Grind them into the dust. If you have an arm, you're going to be on the field. And this is no exception. You know. So, should be fun tonight. Should be fun. West Coast game. Going to be a good time. We'll see if it's 100 degrees again. I don't think it is in California, but we'll find out. And, again, short leashes for everybody. I think Houston wins tonight. I think they do. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto, Man, that's... I'm really surprised by that trade by Miami. We'll see. Never been a fan of their front office. I guess we'll find out exactly what goes on here. Fourth rounder, though, is just, you know... Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake. We will find out. By the way, Knicks playing some pretty darn good basketball. 116-110 over Denver at home yesterday. They tried to blow it, but they didn't. Porzingis. I watched him a lot in the preseason, and you could tell the difference in the body. He doesn't get pushed out of the low post anymore. Oops. He's a dangerous man right now. Well, we're going to wrap it up, and like I said, the trade deadline's today at 4 o'clock. We're down tomorrow, but we'll be back on Thursday, and I'll be talking about all of that. We never got to the college football today, but I do promise you that we will be going in that direction because key games, top 10 has been shaken up quite a bit. Notre Dame in the mix right now, and that's not such a bad thing. Anytime Notre Dame's involved in college football, makes it a little bit more interesting. I'm not a big fan, but others are. Well, that's it for The Attack. For Senator Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.